Welcome into Spilly on the Rocks. It is Monday. Ooh, my alarm's already going off. Monday, May 2nd, and there we go. The Rockies did it. They fired Bud Black on Sunday after the game, or reassigned him, or replaced. Let's see, what was the wording on this one? It was both Bud Black and Mike Redmond were re the wording is always funny. When you see how these things occur, I get like off the top of my head. Ooh, let's see. Off the top of my head, relieved. There we go. So, Bud Black and Mike Redmond were relieved of their duties. So the Rockies made a move. The timing of it was kind of wild. So yes, on Sunday, the Rockies. So we have to get back into the weekend too, right? So on Sunday, the Rockies won on Mother's Day, and a much needed win. The Rockies lost on Saturday, a historic loss, like 21-0, complete game shutout of Stephen Kolek, who was making his second major league start, and it was embarrassing, like flat out embarrassing. Saturday night, big crowd, 38,000. They got beat on Friday. Late comeback. They scored 7 runs in the last 2 innings. So this is a after getting swept by the Tigers. Like the Rockies were terrible. Like Friday terrible, Saturday the most embarrassing loss I think I've ever witnessed. Like for me. And I had former teammates like texting and reaching out like, man, like this is like tough to watch. For like former Rockies players that are watching this thing, they're like, it's embarrassing. It's tough to watch. And I think Saturday night is when Dick and Bill Schmidt and whoever else was in charge of making the decision. They're like, we gotta fire Buddy and Mike Redmond. So Sunday comes, Mother's Day. I don't think you were gonna fire him Saturday night because I think the decision ha probably happened like late at night, Saturday night. Like, hey, we gotta make a move. And Sunday, you're not going to make this decision right before the game. I think you kind of want to, but you also understand like, is it better for the players like after the game, regardless if you win or lose, to make that decision there? I think they're kind of expecting to lose, to be honest. So they win, right? And I like behind the scenes a little bit. On-field interview with Hunter Goodwin. Hunter Goodwin, another great game. He was a single away from the cycle. Had a big day, like 3-run homer. Jordan Beck had another big day. Ryan McMahon, Herman looked really good, pitched 7 innings. And so I interview Hunter Goodwin, and then I'm headed up to the clubhouse to go interview Bud Black post game. And I hear the locker room has the music playing like all crazy loud. Which is like what you expect when a team wins. You hear like the music really loud, and then the players are like kind of like cheering and talking, and you can hear that. Like, and I don't go into the locker room post game. Like, I have a path that I go to get to the media room. So, anyways, you can hear like the players are really celebrating, and I was like, I forgot something in the dugout. So I was like, oh, I forgot my watch. So I run back from. I'm about to go into the media room for where Bud Black does his press conferences, and then I was like, oh, I got to run back to go get grab my watch. So I leave, and the clubhouse is like super loud. So I go running back down, and grab my watch, and then as I'm walking back up, no more music, super quiet, like it is really quiet. And I was like, whoa, what just happened? And kind of see like some coaches shuffling into the locker room. I'm like, uh-oh, did somebody get hurt? somebody like, is there like a big sad announcement? Because it was quiet, and find out a couple of moments later that Buddy and Red were relieved of their duty. So it was the timing of it, from that emotional high of that team winning to like the emotional low from a player standpoint of getting your manager fired. Like you could feel it. Again, like there's humans involved in this. This is not a robot, industry. Like, there's real humans here, which is, brings me to my next point with Buddy and Mike Redmond. It was like, these guys are great, good dudes, right? Like, good people. Buddy is one of my favorite people I've been around in baseball. Love spending time with Red, but like, from the human side, like, it stinks to lose people like that. It does. Doc Dave Roberts, Dodgers manager, his quote yesterday was like, Casey Stengel could manage the Rockies and it's not going to do anything. And he's right. Like, it's not, it's the manager changing is not going to do anything right here. And I've said that on Spilling the Rocks a bunch of times. It was like, hey, this changing, swapping out a manager is not going to address what's going on here. There's a bunch of things that need to be cleaned up. You probably need more coaches. You probably need more front office. You probably need better processes. You probably need to reevaluate. Like it's, Bud Black wasn't leading the league in chase percentage, right? Like, he wasn't, he wasn't pitching with low spin rate fastballs, like low swing and miss off speed pitches. So, like, that's not a manager's thing, but if, based on where the team was at, a need, like, there was a change that was necessary. Like, that's like, I just saw, like, a CEO of a big company is about to step down because their quarter earnings were way, way down. Yeah. Like, if there's a systemic change, somebody has to fall on the sword. Somebody has to wear it. The manager is probably not the first one, but he's one of them. So, yeah, it makes sense. Good for the Rockies. I'm glad they made a change, but it cannot stop there. So Warren Schaefer is going to get the opportunity. Warren was, a former Rocky who was drafted by the Rockies, was in the minor leagues as a manager for a bunch of years. The players love him. Works really hard. Young guy, 40 years old, beautiful family, wife, two kids, little puppies, little kiddos. And yeah, I think Warren Schaefer is a really good fit for right now. We also got Jordan Pacheco coming in as a hitting coach because Clint Hurdle's been elevated to bench coach. So yeah, like, okay, so we're bringing in some new coaches. I still think you need to add. Rockies are still short about 3 to 5 coaches. Just look at a media guide. And I think it was important. Yesterday, the flight after the game, players were sad, and then there was like a sense of like, okay, like, yeah, we knew this was going to happen because of how we were performing. So, we'll see what ends up happening. I mean, like, there's a long road trip. They go to Texas, so there are 3 games against the Rangers, who I think are good, and then the Diamondbacks in division in Arizona. So, long road trip. I believe the Rockies have only won 2 games on the road this year. So, much needed, right? Like, just okay. There's some moves. Hensley Mullins was fired early. Bam Bam, hitting coach. Bringing in Clint Hurdle. Now Buddy in Red. Okay. Fans on Saturday were chanting about getting rid of the owner. I still think, like, in the case of, firing an owner or selling the team, I do caution fans all the time. Look at the history of teams being sold. What happens? You sell a team, the owner is going to slash payroll. He is going to cut a bunch of stuff out because they have to service debt. New owners don't bring immediate change. They don't. They don't. I've always suggested, when it comes to ownership, if you're light, or if you want to see some change, you can sell, equity stake into the organization. And I believe there's been some equity being sold or was sold a couple of years ago. So there are, I mean, that's the way to do it. That way you can not slash payroll or just, like, all-around fire sale to service debt. Like if you're going to do fire sale, it needs to be with a purpose because that's what you're trying to do, right? Like you're trying to trade players to get new players, but you don't want to be forced to do it because of a new ownership group that has to service debt. So if you can get the best of both worlds, it is you have a new partner, brings in like a ton of cash. You start changing the processes, you start like updating, so you're keeping up with the Joneses, with the rest of the league. And then as you are going through that process of figuring out like, hey, what should we be doing? And you start making those decisions, personnel decisions with players, then we're looking at the right way. That's like that would be the perfect case scenario to move forward. But if it's just sell to sell, pump the brakes there. There's plenty of examples where it doesn't really work. Marlins are like prime example. They've gone backwards since Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter's group bought the Marlins, and Jeter eventually walked away because he wasn't good at being a president. So there's plenty of examples. History repeats itself. So even though fans are you know pretty upset about the product on the field and rightfully so, there are way better solutions than just firing away, you know, with how fans want things to change. Like it's not that simple. So there you go. Follow me at SpillyGoat19. Let me know what's going on, and yeah, follow the guys at Mile High Sports.